It's very funky. You make if it's funky, it's cool.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Got any idea what you can make with the meat from a hog's head?
Sure, hog head cheese.
Have you ever heard of that? No. Souse?
Yeah, souse, yeah. Those are the same things? I'll be damned. An education.
What would you say you made if you chopped up and cooked hog liver? Ate it that way? What would that be? Anything you think of?
First of all, you'd be Jewish. Some hog's liver. No idea at all.
Maybe with liver sausage or liver pudding.
Liver pudding, I don't know. Liver sausage made of liver, I guess.
Have you ever heard anybody around here making anything that had hog's blood in it?
About a compost heap. No?
Never heard of blood pudding?
Yeah. Like yeah. Cat, how can people look at that stuff?
What about something that's made with maybe taking the juice from the head cheese and mixing it up with cornmeal and maybe a little hog meat, cooking it, eating it that way?
No, do we have barbarians around here to do that stuff?
You ever heard of Scrapple?
Yeah, I've heard of Scrapple.
What's that?
It's a game, you play.
No.
Scrapple. Yeah, I've heard of Scrapple before, but I really wouldn't know what it was. I've heard of Scrapple, but I've never heard of it. You know, I didn't know what it was, actually. Now I'm glad I've never eaten any.
Okay. Say, this thick, sour milk that women keep around the kitchen sometimes.
This what?
Kind of thick sour milk they make stuff out of.
Buttermilk.
Think the same
thing. Clobbered milk?
Yeah.
Or clobbered milk. I've also heard of being called clobbered milk.
What can you make out of that stuff?
Who the hell would know? I wouldn't be interested in it.
Any kind of cheese?
Probably some kind of sour cream cheese or that silly ass stuff that they eat. What do you call it? God damn it, just waxed the hell out of myself. Dumb idea, it didn't work. How about that, what's that cheese? It's not real cheese, well it is cheese. Cottage cheese, is that what it is?
Yeah. Make it out of clabber. Some people eat that clabber as it is. Ever done that?
Right, listen, man, I just recently ate cottage cheese a couple of years ago.
What would you say you do to milk to get some of the impurities out of it right after you've got the milk?
You mean if I went out and milked a cow?
Yeah.
Guess you'd pasteurize it or something like that.
Or a simpler operation, if you passed it through a fine wire mesh, you'd say you
filter it.
Or
clean it? I don't really know.
Well, when you pour it through the mesh, you say you're
separating it?
Well, that is even simpler than that. To get the impurity out, you might have to. Well, what do you call one of these things? You might have it in the kitchen with the fine wire mesh.
Strain.
Yeah.
Straining the mill.
Okay. So what about a dessert that you might make with fruit slices, maybe apple slices or peach slices,